神咧，神造海，跟住咧兩極當中咧係好多冰塊，係人咧唔夠膽去嘅。OK， 神唔夠人係唔夠膽去嘅，去嗰啲人咧冒險嗰啲人嘅時候咧，嗰啲人咧係會死亡嘅。
And when God made this earth, He created North Pole and South Pole, and both in extreme temperature. And that's why people dare not to go across it.
如果你記得嗰個 Governor of 呢個 Alaska, Sarah Palin, 佢話佢個鄰國除咗係南邊咧就係加拿大，佢嘅北邊咧就係蘇聯啦。記唔記得啊？其實就係一個海啊，不過咧 frozen 咗。就冇船夠膽去經過 Titanic 啊，咁大隻船啊，經過少少嘅冰塊一割落去啊，成個 Titanic 都沉落嚟。現在嘅工程師啊，讀嗰啲材料啊，到現在都仲未解決到呢、這個，即係話材料喺極凍極熱之下嗰、那個，即係嗰啲鐵啊喺極凍之下咧係變為好 brittle 嘅，係好脆弱嘅。一撞咧，佢就壞噶啦。OK。
Remember the sharing of governor of Alaska. She said that my neighbor on the south is Canada, on the north is Russia. You can see that it's very hard to go across the North Pole. Even nowadays, we don't have any metal that designed to build a ship that can cut through across the iceberg.
如果我冇記錯，或者我冇解釋錯，喺詩篇139篇，喺我哋仲係喺呢個嘅冇福嘅時候，仲未成形嘅時候，聖經記載大衛話：神已經將我一生所要做嘅事，已經記載喺呢個嘅生命冊裏邊。
If I may remember right, in Psalm 139, Dave talked about that even before I was formed in my mother's womb.God has already recorded the things I have to do in the book, in His book.
在我還未出世的時候，神已經呼召了我們，叫我們進祂的國，得祂的榮耀。
Before I was born, God has already called us into His kingdom.
在我們還未出世，還未在地上活一天的時候，我所要將要做的事情已經記錄在神的書卷裡面。
Before I was born, all my actionswill record in the book of God.
所以詩人佢話：我係受造奇妙可畏。
That's why the psalmist said, "I was created by, I was amazed by of my creations."
所以神造海，將呢啲強嘅國家、兇惡嘅國家同一啲軟弱嘅唔係兇惡國家分開咗佢，以致神嗰個計劃完全可以按住神嘅旨意嚟成就。
So that's why God created the sea is to separate.Country, strong and weak, such that his plan can be accomplished accordingly.
唔好講乜嘢啊！我哋加拿大其實喺列國當中係好軟弱嘅國家。呢家呢個嘅環境嗰、那個global warming， 整個環球都暖咗嘅時候，北極開始融雪。哦，美國就即刻講啦，芬蘭又講啦，蘇聯都講啦，呢、這個地方係大家嘅。OK， 當然啦，加拿大梗係唔中意呢樣嘢啦，嗬？你到你管到你能夠管制咩？我哋連呢啲叫做核子潛艇 submarine 都冇 ，nuclear submarine 我講，我哋有嘅就係同英國嘅買，英國買係嗰啲嘅根本已經退休嘅，已經唔用噶啦，啱唔啱啊？我哋走去買咗翻嚟，仲買翻嚟之後又唔識得點樣處理，仲死咗幾個人嘅，真係直情好滑稽啊！直情 OK， 大、so, 神保護我哋啦，人保護唔到我哋，感謝神咯 ，OK。
So among all this country, even Canada is military is quite weak. As you can see, because of the effect of the global warming, the North Pole has been melting, and people claim the sovereignty.Of the North Pole, including Russia, Finland, and the United States. And they all claim the sovereignty in that area. And even Russia, they use the nuclear submarine to scout around the area. But Canada, they don't even have a nuclear submarine. Even the one they bought is from England, which are the retired submarine. So a few people got killed in there, inside the submarine in Canada.
我解釋了三個原因，為何以前舊天舊地是有海，因為裡面有很多死人當中。第二個原因，舊天舊地是將那些不同的國家來分開，讓他們不要那麼多的 conflict， 讓他們不要那麼多的爭戰，是保護我們，叫我們能夠有安全的。第三個原因就是因為要藉著這些海的水來毀滅這個敵擋神的，當時在世代挪亞方舟的時候。
So just let me recap the three reasons why God created the sea on earth. The first was that such that God can use the water from the sky to destroy the human race in the time of Noah. The second reason was that he set up the boundary between countries. And the third reason is that because the dead will reside in the sea.
在第四節啟示錄二十一章第四節，在新天新地的時候，神話要拆去他們一切的眼淚，人遇到死亡的時候會流淚，人遇到爭戰的時候會流淚。
In the verse 4, God said he will wipe every tear from their eyes. People usually shed the tears when they face death or when they face wars and battles.
人面對洪水泛濫的時候是會流淚。
When they see the flood, they tears.
神話他要擦去人一切的眼淚，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀，不再有哭號，不要哭了，不要再哭了，不會再有疼痛、痛苦的東西，因為以前的事都過去了。
He said he will wipe every tears from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old orders of things have passed away.
我再講，在21章第一節，約翰說我看見一個新天新地。
In verse 1, John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
如果沒有二十章，那個舊天舊地是逃避不再見的時候，就沒有二十章新天新地的來臨。
There will be no chapter 21 talk about a new heaven and new earth if there were no old earth mentioned in the chapter 20.
在二十章第十一節，他說我又看見一個白色的大寶座與坐在上面的，從他面前天地都逃避，这个是以前的天地，是旧天旧地都逃避离开神的面，因为旧天旧地是人污染了、污秽了，流了很多血，杀了很多的人，死了很多无辜的人，所以这个旧天旧地会逃避再无可见之处。
So in the chapter 20 verse 11 he said earth and sky fled from his presence and there was no place for them. Why? Because the earth has caused a lot of death of people.
舊的天舊的地不逃避不過去的時候，新的天新的地就不會來臨。
If the old earth are not and the heaven, new old earth and old heaven has not fled away, the new earth and new heaven will not come.
這裡都有一個屬靈的道理在其中。
So that's some spiritual learning from here.
我哋嘅旧生命，我哋嘅旧人唔愿意钉喺十字架，唔愿意死去嘅时候，我哋嘅新人就唔能够让耶稣基督活喺我哋里边，唔能够彰显到神嘅荣耀。
Same thing as ourselves, old self. We don't want to crucify our own self, and you will not live a new life within Christ.
旧人一定要过去，先能够承受新嘅东西。
The old self has to pass away in order to inherit the new self.
如果你可以嘅，喺呢個第一節嘅旁邊，你寫低嘅聖經《哥林多前書》15:50-51，聽下保羅講關於呢啲事情係點樣講法。
First Corinthians 幾啦？
你喺呢個啟示錄嘅21第一節呢個嘅新天新地嘅來臨、舊天舊地嘅過去個旁邊，你寫低呢個嘅《哥林多前書》15:50-51。
So let's make a reference of verse 1 to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50-51 in the area of new earth and new heaven.
弟兄們，我告訴你們，血肉之體就是舊天，血肉之體就是這個舊的 老我舊嘅身體，血肉之體不能承受神嘅國，必朽壞嘅。即係死咗嘅人，死咗嘅人，佢嘅身體係會朽壞嘅，必朽壞嘅，不能承受不朽壞嘅。
So in here, Paul said, I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
嗱，小心睇呢個嘅血肉肢體啊！一個血肉肢體咧，就喺呢個嘅你圈住去睇翻去十五章四十四節。他說所種的是血肉的身體，即是我們現在這個身體呢，是有血有肉的身體，但復活了之後的身體呢，就叫做靈性的身體，意思就是說要有靈性的身體才能夠承受神的國。
So in here, be careful to read this flesh and blood. He also referenced back to chapter 15 verse 44. He said, it is sown a natural body and it is raised in a spiritual body. So you have to put death of the natural body in order to inherit the spiritual body.
第四十二節，所種嘅現在我哋現在呢個身體，我哋父母生我哋呢個身體，除咗係有血肉嘅身體以外咧，我哋嘅身體係會朽壞嘅，將來一係會死嘅，死咗之後會腐壞嘅。呢個嘅係現在呢個舊嘅身體，但復活咗之後呢個身體咧係唔會朽壞嘅。
So the body we inherit from our parents is that the body is perishable, but it will be raised imperishable.
第五十一節，我如今把一件奧秘嘅事告訴你哋，我哋唔係都要睡覺，唔係個個都要死，乃係個個都要改變。點解要改變啊？因為我哋嘅身體唔改變嘅時候，就唔能夠承受神嘅國。
So in verse 51, he said, "Listen, I tell you the mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. If we don't change." We don't change our body, we cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
邊個要改變啊？
Who need to change?
死人要改變。
The dead would need to change.
活人嘅都要改變。
As well as the living.
呢啲人係咩人啊？
Who are these people?
係信耶穌嘅人。
Those people are the believer.
先講信耶穌死咗嘅人。
Let's talk about the dead of the saint first.
佢死咗，佢身體朽壞咗。
When they die, the body perished.
在他復活的時候，他成為不朽壞的身體。
When he resurrected, his body became imperishable.
在樂園當中的靈魂會歸回他身體裡面。
His soul or his spirit in heaven will come back to his body.
好啊，講到我們信了現在活著的人。
Now the next talk about the saint that is still alive.
我現在血肉之體。
Now we have flesh and blood.
耶穌回來的時候，
When Jesus came,
我身體要改變,
my body has to transform.
成為不死的身體,
my body will be transformed into imperishable.
必死的成為不死,
perishable become imperishable.
Mortal into immortality.
Mortal into immortality.
必死的成為不死, 必朽壞的成為不朽壞。
Perishable become imperishable.
是講到相信嘅死咗嘅人，同埋相信嘅現在活嘅人都要改變。
It's talk about those who believe and are dead already, and also talked about to those who are still alive.
因為唔改變就唔能夠承受神嘅國。
Without change, we cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
神嘅國係新天新地。
The kingdom of God is a new heaven and new earth.
所以我哋需要有新嘅身體，先能夠承受新嘅地方。
That's why we need to have the new body to inherit new heavens and earth.
我哋感謝神。
We thank God.
唔單止為我哋預備咗一個新嘅身體。
Not only He has prepared us for a new body.
好似我個女兒係身體已經朽壞咗，將來佢復活嘅時候有不朽壞嘅身體。
Just like my daughter, she had a mortal life, and she will also get
perishable
life. She will get imperishable life.
好像我们现在是一个必死的身体，血肉的身体，将来我们有一个不死的身体。
And same as us, now we have a mortal body, in the future we have an immortal body.
他首先为我们预备了新的身体先。
He first prepared us with a new body.
而这个身体能够存到永远的。
And this new body will last forever.
所以佢為我哋預備一個傳到永遠嘅地方嘅新天新地。
That's why he has prepared us for the new heaven and new earth.
明唔明我講什麼東西啊？
You understand what I mean?
我哋有新嘅身體。
We have a new body.
亦都有新嘅居所。
And also new dwelling place.
主耶穌話喺約翰福音十四章第一節，佢話：你哋信父也當信我。
In John chapter 14, and Jesus said, you believe in Father, also believe in me.
因為耶穌基督離開我哋嘅時候，係去到天父那裏為我哋預備地方。
Because when Jesus leave us, he go back to his heavenly Father to prepare a place for us.
佢預備好咗啲地方，就會翻翻嚟接我哋。
When he has finished to prepare a place for us, he will come back to take us.
所以約翰係先寫啟示錄。
That's why John, his first book was a book of Revelations.
後寫約翰福音。
And then he wrote the Gospel of John.
佢睇寫啟示錄21章第二節嘅時候，佢咁樣講。
When he wrote Revelation chapter 21 verse 2.
佢話我又看見聖城新耶路撒冷。
He said, I saw the holy city and New Jerusalem.
这个圣城新耶路撒冷在哪里来
的？ Where do they come from?
由神那里从天而降。
It came coming down out of heavens for God.
这个是谁为我们预备的这个地方？
And who prepared that place for us?
约翰看到这个地方。约翰说这个地方已经预备好了。
And John saw the place, and the place was prepared already.
在预备好了这四个字，你圈住去，你写下约翰福音第十四章。第一節，
叫
第三節。
In that preparations, please reference back to John 14, verse 1-3.
在這個啟示錄21章第二節，這個新天新地，這個嘅聖城耶路撒冷由神那裡從天而降，這個嘅聖城已經預備好了，這個聖城就是所有蒙恩得救的人所居住的地方。神说，主耶稣说，我去是为你预备地方，就是讲预备这个地方。
When Jesus said in John 14, he said, I will go and prepare a place for you, and that place is the place of the new Jerusalem, a new holy city, for those who have received his grace and salvations.
当时耶稣预言到他会离开这个世界，那些門徒聽見他這樣說就憂愁。
When Jesus talked about that he would leave this world, and his disciples was upset.
在約翰福音十三章第一節，雨節以前，耶穌知道自己離世歸父的時候到了，跟著就告訴門徒聽他會離世。哦，那些門徒聽了之後就很憂愁，覺得很不高興，為什麼他走離開了我們。
In chapter 13, during the Passover, Jesus has already foretold his disciples that he would leave this world. And once the disciples heard that, they were not happy because they don't understand why Jesus has to leave them.
他说你们心里不要忧愁啊。
But Jesus comforted them, said, don't be worried.
他说你们信神啊，信父神啊，都相当信我。
Because he said, if you trust in the Father, also should trust in me.
在我的父家里面有许多的住处。
And he said, in my father's place, there's a lot of room.
嗱，圈住呢個字啊，喺我個父家裏邊有許多住處，你就寫啟示錄。你睇下呢個城係幾大？啟示錄第21章第16節，呢個聖城，呢個新耶路撒冷，呢個從天而降嘅聖城，係四方嘅，其實咧係一個 cubical 嘅長。闊高都是一樣的尺碼，是4000里，這個里是中國大陸的里。
So you can see, make a note on that, many rooms in here. If you reference back to Revelation chapter 21, verse 16, it describes the size of the new city. Actually, the new city is a square cubicle. It has 144 cubits.
4000里等於幾多嘅公里啊？歐洲嘅即係等於加拿大嘅 kilometer 係幾多咧？大約係2400個 kilometer。 如果2400km， 我點樣計算呢？如果你開車去 Calgary 係開車平均係100km 一小時，即是話咧，你由一個角去到另外一個角落頭咧，要揸車咧100km 要揸24小時，要揸一日嘅時間，先由一邊去到另外一邊。如果要圍繞住呢個城嚟揸咧，你要揸4日嘅時間。
So let me give you some perspective about the size of this new holy city. It has about 2,400 kilometers. If we use an analogy of driving from here to Calgary, it takes about 3 hours to drive to, from Edmonton to Calgary. And to just drive about one size of the wall takes about 24 hours. So to go around the whole city would take totally about 4 days.
你可能都仲未想象到係呢個城係幾大。
Maybe you still cannot imagine how big the city is.
由 Edmonton 揸車去 Calgary 係3小時，意思即係話你有8倍呢個咁嘅路程，8倍呢個咁嘅路程係由 Edmonton 揸到 Calgary 3小時啊嘛，佢24小時嘛揸，咁即係8倍個路程啊嚇，可唔可以想象到啊？你有冇發覺加拿大人口？實在係乜嘢啊？稠密定稀少啊？啊？實在稀少。你由 Edmonton 揸去 Calgary， 好多啲農場嘅，好多啲田野，根本就人煙都見唔到一個嘅，明唔明白啊？揸3小時都見唔到人嘅，8倍咁嘅時間。
So let me give you an analogy is that if you drive from Edmonton to Calgary, it takes about three hours, right? So that the distance from one side of the wall to the other side takes about 24 hours, which is 8 times the distance from Edmonton to Calgary.
你由 New York City 揸車，不停嘅揸車，揸到多倫多係不停嘅8小時，即係3倍你由 New York 去到多倫多呢個路程。呢個城市啊，一面東面係咁長，南面係咁長，西面係咁長，北面係咁長。所以主耶穌話喺我個父家裏邊有許多嘅住處。
So just like from New York to Toronto, it takes about 8 hours to drive. That's why in the book of John 14, Jesus said, there are many rooms in my Father's house. So you can imagine how big the place is that God has prepared for us.
有冇人去過 New York City 噶？
Anyone has been in New York City?
有去過 New York City. 你知唔知 New York City 係幾大啊？ New York City 咧。是一個島嚟嘅，好似香港咁嘅島嚟嘅，但係咧又唔似香港個島，香港個島都好靚嘅，香港個島咧都係即係好似澳洲咁樣嘅，唔係話，但係 New York City 咧係點樣？係好長嘅 ，OK？ 但係咧東同西咧就好窄嘅 ，OK？
So like if you have been in New York City, you know that New York City is just like an island, similar to Hong Kong, Hong Kong Island, and also it's not quite like Australia. It's long from but New York City is very narrow from the east to the west. The island.
全世界直到如今冇一座城市，好像啟示錄所講呢個城市係咁大、咁長、咁闊、咁高。嗱，停喺度啊，就同你姐去思想下嚇，計一計下。
So in man's history, he would never seen a city that was built as big as the one described in Revelation. So let's stop here to drill in more details.
假如我哋冇睇啟示錄嚇，假如我哋冇睇啟示錄。
Let's say we haven't read the book of Revelations to describe the city.
假如我哋淨係睇約翰福音14章。
Let's say we just only read the chapter 14 or John chapter 14.
第二節。
And verse 2.
他說在我的父家裏面有許多住處，若果沒有住處的，我早已告訴你們，我去原是為你們預備地方去，我若果去為你們預備了地方，就必定再來接你們到我那裡去。意思就是我預備了地方，就必定再來接你們那裡去，我在那裡叫你們也在那裡。
So in here, Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, and that you also may be where I am.
弟兄姊妹，睇唔睇见啊？耶稣对你们说，即系对当时嗰班门徒说，意思即是话呢番嘅说话喺约翰福音十四章一至三节呢番嘅说话，唔系净系约翰听见，系彼得都听见，马太又听见，仲有安德烈又听见 ，right？ 十二个使徒个个都听见。但是为什么马太福音没有记载这番的说话？因为他没有看见启示录的东西。哇，原来这个圣城新耶路撒冷是2400km 这么阔的，这么长的，这么高的。我只是说那个 plain area， 即是长和阔，我没说高，高都一样这么高。哇，哎。
So in here, Jesus revealed that to the disciples, including Peter, Matthew, and others. But why Matthew, in the book of Matthew, did not mention that? It was because that Matthew has not seen the things John seen in the book of Revelations. The size of the city is a cubit, 2400 kilometer width, length, and height. What I just described to you earlier is only the area of the surface area is 2400 kilometer length and width.
有冇人知道香港有一度地方叫做太古城啊？以前系嗰啲专系修理啲烂船嘅地方，知嘛？
Have you ever heard of the place in Hong Kong? It's the place that they used to the dock that they used to prepare old ship, 太古城。
我翻香港嗰陣時候就有一間公司就係喺太古城嚟做建築，將太古城咧全部拆曬就起樓，咁所以咧嗰啲工程師咧個個都可以買，但我嗰陣時冇錢啊，嗰陣時好平嘅啫，嗰陣時啊係幾萬蚊嘅，任你啊向你中意向山又可以，你中意向海又可以 ，OK？
When I was in Hong Kong, working for the construction company. At that time, that construction company was responsible to dismantle this old dock and rebuild the whole area. And at that time, they gave the employee benefits that they can buy the property there. But at that time, I don't have enough cash, so I missed the chance.
嗰陣時起嗰陣時係一期一期起，啊，我哋嗰陣時起係最早第一期嘅嚇。
When they build that property, they build that in different phases. When I was there, it was just the first phase.
呢家我最近翻香港都冇機會去到太古城。我相信現在太古城起到咧，太古城佢唔係佢個橫面啊、寬度啊唔係好大嘅啫。但係佢點樣啊？夠乜嘢啊？佢夠高嗬 ？OK， 你知唔知太？你可唔可以相信啊？你信唔信太古城？淨係都係太古城啊！成個太古城啊，住嘅人口啊，你相唔相信多過成個廟會？你信唔信啊？你明唔明我意思啊？因為佢夠高啊，同埋咧香港人口咧真係要攞幾百尺可以一家八口都係咁樣住噶，我哋嗬 ，OK 嚇。So, 雖然係住得窄啲咁樣嚇。
So last time I went back to Hong Kong, I didn't have a chance to go back to Tai Kwu Sing to observe. But I know that the actual area square footage in the area is not as big. But I believe that they will just keep building, make the building higher and higher to accommodate the people there. I think that the population live in that city would be just as much as the population live in the Millwoods.
香港嘅洗手間，你入到去咧，唔能夠做其他嘢，入到去就係做嗰樣嘢，同埋都唔能夠轉，唔係好多地方俾你轉身嘅。入到去有一個方向入到去，咁啊坐喺度做完你要做嘅嘢，跟住就起翻身就出翻翻嚟。就完成咗你個工作，唔會話喺入邊可以做其他好多樣嘢嘅，冇呢啲嘢，因為好窄。但係聖經話喺天上，主耶穌為我哋預備有許多嘅住處，預備好咗之後，佢翻嚟會接你去。
So like give you some analogy about the tightest space in Hong Kong. For example, in Hong Kong, the washroom is just designed to do the things you need to do. That's not much maneuver room for you to do other things. So you just go there, finish your business, and get out. But in the new city God has prepared for, it has lots of rooms.
我唔知道主做呢個城嘅時候，佢會如果城牆都有2400 kilometer 咁高嘅時候，我唔知道佢會做幾多層樓，因為我知道我係做建築嘅時候咧，係一層樓同一層樓之間，除咗係 U of A 嘅 hospital 醫院咧係額外嘅。我唔講醫院，我係講住嘅屋或者係講寫字樓，通常咧。每一層樓咧係大約係十尺就一層樓，即係每十尺就一層樓，每十尺就一層樓。OK。
I don't know. I know the city is about 2400 kilometer height, but I'm not sure how many story will be built within that 24 kilometer height. But I know that when I was in a civil engineer.I knew that for office space between one story to next story, the distance between them is only 10 feet.
kilometers
height is equivalent to takes about 8 hours drive from.Edmonton to other place, which is eight times from Edmonton to Calgary.
大約係 Montana 去到 Texas 嗰個長度。
It's just equivalent to Montana to Texas.
好高喎、啊！
It's huge place.
將呢、這個你有冇計數機啊？2400 kilometer 變為尺，尺之後再除十尺，你話俾你有幾多層樓嗰度？即係我都冇去計佢啊！我都 OK， 你明唔明我意思啊？夠唔夠你地方住啊？啊
？So let's say if you have a calculator, let's do the conversions here. It's 2400 kilometer. Convert them into feet and divide it by 10. Then you imagine how many story it would be on 24 kilometer height. That's a lot of room for us.
但有啲人咧，佢會自作聰明啊！佢話有冇搞錯啊？間屋咁高咁樣，到時嗰啲個風搖搖擺擺咁點啊？地震咁啊點啊？火燭咁啊點啊？係嘛？有冇電梯去到咁高啊？咁我哋會諗好多樣嘢啊！你哋有冇咁嘅諗法啊？
冇啊！
唔諗啊？你點諗啊？點會冇水啊？冇水點樣生活啦？
冇
海
啊嘛，冇海。你冇海嘅時間，仲有邊有水啊？
有，佢22章你冇睇到啊嘛，生命嘅河水啊嘛，大佬。啊，呢個大佬講得太快啊，真係 ，OK？ 啊，真係。
So you can see that some people as when they hear that information, they will be cautious, right? They figure that the building is going to be really high. How can you get there? Are you going to use elevators? Or what happened if there were fire? Have you ever thought about that? And we also, Steve made a comment that we don't need to worry about that because it's beyond our imaginations. And there's no sea anyway, but there's spring water for us in heaven.
21章第6節嘅下半段，我要將生命泉嘅水白白賜俾口渴嘅人喝。
In the latter part of the chapter 21, verse 6, it said, To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life.
22章这个 spring of living water 在哪里呢？第一节，天使又指示我在城里面的街道当中有一道生命水的河。这个水的河是明亮，好像水晶，从神和从神的高羊的宝座里面流出来的。有没有水啊，大佬？
So there's no sea in heaven, but there's a water. As you can read in chapter 22, verse 1, he said, The angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
停在这里好吗？想问一个问题。
Let's stop here and let me ask you questions.
天使由天上落来，他要不要搭电梯下来啊？
So let's Let's ask you a question. When
佢話落嚟就落嚟，係咪啊？
When angel descend from heaven, does he need elevator? No, he just came down.
所以喺詩篇第八篇第五節，佢話現在我哋嘅身體有血肉嘅身體，現在係有朽壞嘅身體，現在係必死嘅身體。呢個身體嗰個嘅能力係比天使微小一點。
So in Psalm 8 chapter 8 verse 5 it talks
聖經打出嚟啦。
He talks about you make him a little lower than heavenly beings and you crown him with glory.
停喺度好嗎？如果天使現在喺我隔離，
Let's stop here. Let's say angel was standing beside me.
你發覺佢同我有唔同嘅地方。
You will notice the difference between the angel.
佢要翻返去天父裏邊嘅時候，佢即刻就可以離開，就去到啦。
If he want to go back to heavenly Father, he can just ascend and go ascend to heaven.
我想去啦，去唔到。
But for me, I cannot.
So 天使呢家係比我大一點點。
So for now, the angel is bigger than me.
係咪啊？聖經喺以西結書第四十章第五節，佢咁樣講，佢話天使嘅量尺嘅，如果一個 cubic 天使嘅量尺係等於人嘅量尺係幾多咧？等於人嘅量尺一個 cubic 再加上一掌，一掌咧就係三寸，一個掌啊，一掌寬啊，當然有啲大隻嗰啲啊 Moses 大隻。都是三寸半到最多，都係三寸一個 quarter 最多，都唔會大得幾多，明白嗎？呢個掌啊，係 three inches。天使嗰個嘅 cubic， 一個 cubic 係等於十八寸，天使嘅十八寸係等於人嘅21寸，意思即係話人係短啲嘅，短咗幾多寸啊？係短咗三寸，所以我哋現在係比天使係微小一點。
So in Ezekiel chapter 40 verse 5, it talks about the measure of the size used by angel versus us. And the difference is for us is we have about 3 inches less than angel's measure. 1 cubit is equivalent to 18 inches according to angel's unit of length. But for us is equivalent to 21 inches.
翻翻去啟示錄第二十一章。
Let's go back to Revelation chapter 21。
將來我哋去到新天新地嘅時候，發覺人嘅尺寸就係天使嘅尺寸。二十一章第十七節。
So when we go to our new heaven and new earth, we know that our unit of measure will be same as the angel。
天使當時量一量嗰個嘅城牆，係按照人嘅尺寸。當時人嘅尺寸就係一個人已經從死裏復活，由朽壞變為不朽壞，由呢個嘅必死變為不死，已經得咗一個屬靈嘅身體嘅時候，呢個屬靈嘅身體同天使嘅身體係一樣，所以人嘅尺寸同天使嘅尺寸係一樣，係冇少咗佢三寸，明白嗎？
So in Revelation chapter 17, when John described the size of the new city, he used the size of the new city. The measurement was based on man's measurement. That man's measurement is already described. Man has already in perishable form already. So the size of the measurement of man's and angel are the same.
意思即係話，如果天使可以一霎時之間去到2400尺嘅 kilometer 嘅，唔需要坐車啊！現在我哋坐嘅車要成24小時，如果100kilometer 嘅話，要24小時。將來我哋一話要去嗰度，就已經去到嗰度啦。啊，所以明白？咁所以呢啲唔會有問題咯。我哋唔好用我哋現在嘅 limitation， 用我現在我哋嘅限制嚟去話去想下天上，佢有俾到好多提示噶啦。將來我哋好似天使一樣，我哋唔係比天使微小一點噶啦，我哋係佢嘅主人啊，天使係服侍我哋啊，明白嗎
？So based on this type of measurement, that angel used to measure is the same as man measure, which is same dimension, same size. So we cannot use our limited imagination to imagine that 2,400 kilometer height would be difficult for us to get there. If angel can get there, we can also get there, because we will be same capability and power as angel, even bigger than angel. At that time, angel will be our servants.
由於約翰係寫啟示錄，有呢個福氣寫啟示錄，佢寫到21章第二節，佢話我又看見聖城新耶路撒冷由神那裏從天而降，預備好了。係邊個預備噶？係主耶穌預備嘅。佢話已經預備好了，佢預備好了就會唔會再嚟接我哋啊？佢就會再嚟接我哋。所以佢話：看啊，我快來，我必快來，我必快來。講咗幾多次啊？講咗三次。嗱，弟兄姊妹，呢、這個聖城新耶路撒冷已經預備好了，就會嚟接我哋噶咯。但係你冇人知道佢幾時接你啊？幾時嚟接我哋啊？佢好快接噶啦，明白嗎？
So John has a blessing that he can God revealed to him about what he saw about the new city coming, a new holy city, a new Jerusalem coming down out of the heaven from God. And he saw that it's already prepared. God has prepared the city already, and he will come. In the book of Revelation, Jesus mentioned three times, John mentioned three times about that Jesus will coming soon to us. So when is soon? When would that be? We don't know, but it's soon.
約翰見到呢個聖城已經預備好了。約翰見到呢個聖城從天而降，所以佢就記得翻耶穌曾經講過：我去係為你預備地方，預備好我就翻嚟接你。我在哪裏，叫你哋也在哪裏，係咪正嘢啊？弟兄姊妹，如果約翰冇睇到啟示錄，冇寫啟示錄，佢點記得主曾經講過啊？所以其他嘅使徒冇提到呢件事情，淨係約翰提呢件事情，明白嗎？今日你睇唔睇見啊？你睇見嘅時候就記得主同你講過翻説話啦。佢必定再來啦，佢必定快來啦。
So when John saw the city, holy city, has prepared and descend from heaven, and that's why he can describe better about.In the book of 14, John 14, saying that God has prepared a place for us and he will come back. And this mention was never mentioned in any other gospel or other disciples except John, because he has revelations knowing that God has prepared, he has seen the city, God has prepared for us.
今日呢，我們要交回場地呢，給這個的地方他們有 party。咁咧一點鐘我哋要交翻，所以我哋今日咧就冇主學。咁我一陣係過幾分鐘我就停噶啦。咁冇主學，我哋咧完咗之後就食 lunch 係咪咁意思啊 ？Ada 係咪咁樣啊？還是仲係預備緊 lunch 啊？仲要預備一陣啊？咁樣不如你哋散水，就去預備 lunch。我哋冇主學，跟住就食完就我哋清理場地，咁啊完好唔好啊？咁嘅情況咁好唔好啊？你要預備幾耐啊？大約？今日係咪有啲？你問一問你啲阿 Sir。佢哋有兒童主學，我哋冇兒童，我哋冇主學噶啦。叫佢，我哋早啲走啦。今日因為清理，好嘛？咁我哋一點鐘要俾人噶啦嘛，因為我哋要12:30已經要完好。好唔好啊？咁樣我就係你話俾我聽幾時我就完啦，好冇 ？We do not have Sunday school because we have to turn this place back to the those they have rented this facility at 1:00 sharp. Okay. So 點樣啊？情況點樣啊？就食得，即係我可以完啦，預備好啦，係嘛？佢就預備好啦，係嘛？咁我哋 OK， 好，我就結束啦嚇。咁啊，講多幾句説話。
So let me say a few words before we finish.
我想 post 一個大嘅圖畫俾弟兄姊妹睇下。
So I before I finish it, I want to give you a big picture.
我去問自己一個問題，我話點解新天新地？約翰喺遠處嚟睇，嚟描述一啲嘢，又跟住入到裏邊，又描述一啲嘢。我要知道嘅嘢，佢都冇描述到，但係描述到淨係 big picture。我問呢樣嘢，你哋有冇問啊？入邊冇 detail 嘅 description，OK？、Okay? 冇話有幾多層樓，冇話一層樓同一層樓之間係點樣樣，好 general 嘅 ，OK？
So like, yeah. So when I prepare for this, I think probably like any of you, to when John described from a distance about the holy city, and even though he zoom in to describe the details, but the detail has not revealed the details I like to see. For example, how many story height in that city? I think you guys probably have the same thinking.
我哋要有心意更新咗一個新嘅人，用一個新嘅思想，先能夠了解點解約翰咁樣描述，點解約翰將佢所睇到嘅、所聽到嘅話俾我聽。你覺得咩重要？我同你做個比較嚇。
So for us to really understand that, we have to renew our mind in order to appreciate what John has seen and heard.
對於猶太人嚟講，乜嘢係最重要嘅？有冇人知道啊
？Property.
Huh?
Property, yeah. 地產啊。
地產。
So for Jewish people, what they care about is the properties.
現在猶太人係最OK, 你答咗問題啊。但個 point 唔係我問呢個問題，我 point 係猶太人啊，我講屬靈嘅猶太人 ，OK? 屬靈嘅猶太人，佢覺得最重要係乜嘢啊？對於猶太人嚟講，最重要就係神嘅殿。OK?
So what's important in Jewish, spiritual Jewish people's mind is the temple of God.
竟然在21章22節他說，我沒有見到城內聖城的裏面有殿，因為主神全能的主宰和羔羊為城的殿。沒有一個 physical 的建築物，不需要這個 physical 建築物，有神有耶穌基督同我哋同在，呢、这個就係以佢嘅身體為我哋嘅殿，係更美。嗱，睇住咯，呢句説話，因為佢喺啟示錄21章22節佢睇到呢樣嘢，以至佢喺約翰福音第一章嘅時候，佢描述到講到以耶穌基督嘅身體為神嘅殿。
So in here, Jewish people, what's in the mind, important in the mind is the temple.But that's why when he described the holy city, he looked at it from afar and looked at it from detail, and he observed that in that city there's no temple. That's why in verse 22 he said, "I did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple."
啟示錄第二章啊，對唔住，約翰福音第二章第廿一節。但耶穌基督這話是以他自己的身體為神的殿，為殿。約翰福音二章廿一節，你就寫低啟示錄廿一章廿二節。城裏邊冇聖殿，點解啊？因為主神就係神的殿，全能者就係神的殿，羔羊就係神的殿。OK， 所以唔需要一個建築物喺度，有神的同在。就代表有神的殿在裏面。
So in John chapter 2 verse 21, it's talk about Jesus is his body is the temple of God, and that's why in the new city there's no more a physical building for the temple because God is the temple.
弟兄姊妹，你人嚟睇咧？就覺得咧，這個新天新地好寶貴啊！其實咧最寶貴嗰樣嘢咧，唔係個新天新地，最寶貴咧喺新天新地裏邊呢個神呢、這個全能者同埋羔羊。所以佢喺呢個嘅第三節咧，佢話我聽見有大聲音，這個好大嘅聲音，驚約翰聽唔到，就從寶座當中出嚟嘅，就好明顯係神嘅聲音。他說看啊，叫他留心去看，留心去聽，神的帳幕在人間，從那時候開始，神永遠不會離開我們。
So the key,
所以這件事是最寶貴的。
So the key thinking here as a Christians, what we treasure is not the new heaven and new earth, but the dwelling of God is within man. That's the key.
第五節，從寶座嘅説，看啊，我將一切都更新了。呢個又係好寶貴嘅，舊事已過，一切都變成新的了。
And the second key point is in verse 5, it said, I am making everything new. The old has passed.
以前我會犯罪的身體，哦，你現在不會再犯罪了，一個新的身體，明白嗎？以前不願意侍奉他，你現在是樂意來侍奉他的，一切都更新了。我覺得這兩樣東西是最寶貴最寶貴。下個禮拜我再解釋好嗎？那今天呢，我們就在這裡就完結了。我知道有很多弟兄姊妹下個禮拜已經回香港了，希望呢好好看回這個的啟示錄21章22章。 OK， 好，我低頭祈禱。親愛的巴父神，
Yes, Heavenly Father，
我們多謝你。
We thank you。
你怕我哋聽唔見，你就大聲同我哋講。
You're afraid that we cannot hear you, so you speak loud to us.
你怕我哋睇唔到，淨係睇到新天新地，忘記咗喺新天新地呢個聖城嘅中間裏邊係有神嘅帳幕，係有神同埋羔羊喺中當中。
You don't want us to just focusing on the new heaven and new earth, but you also want us to realize that in this new heaven and new earth.That's a dwelling place of God that is drilled within in man.
在这个城里面不需要有医院，因为你所栽种的生命树的果子的叶是医治万民的。
In this new city, there's no more hospital because the trees you have planted there has cured all the diseases of the people.
在城里面不单止有你在里面，亦都有你的宝座。
In this new heaven, new city, not only you are there, also you, but your throne.
有你的荣耀。
It has your glory.
所以我们不需要日光、月光来光照我们。
That's why we don't need the light from the sun or the moon.
我们行在你的荣耀的真光之下。
We walk within the glory of light.
多谢主你自己。
We thank you, Lord.
在哪里再没有死亡。
In there are no more dead.
只有生命，
but just life.
在哪里再无悲哀，
there will be no sorrow.
只有喜乐，只有歌颂，
but joys and praises.
再无哭泣，只有欢笑，
no more tears or but joys.
再无疼痛，
no more pain.
这些都是以前的事，
because all those are the past.
一切已经更新，
everything have renewed.
有时好到个地步，有人都唔相信，以致你话叫约翰写上呢啲话系可信系真实嘅。
But at that time, people still don't believe that. That's why you remind John that this is trustworthy and truth.
求神俾我哋睇到你要我哋睇到嘅。
Lord, pray that you will help us to see the things you want us to see.
听到你要我哋所听到嘅。
To hear the things we ought to hear.
以致我哋对你一个感恩嘅回应。
So that we can respond to you with grateful heart.
叫我喺地上行事为人对得起主你自己。
So our behavior will be worthy of our calling.
你讲得好清楚。
You state that clearly.
口渴嘅人想喝呢个活水嘅就可以进去。
That's any thirsty man want to drink.
你讲过得胜嘅人
spring of life,
water. 得胜嘅人就可以承受呢啲嘅产业。
Those who live in victorious life will inherit this inheritance.
你又讲过佢嘅名字写喺羔羊生命册上嘅，就能够进入呢个新天新地。
He also said that those who the name is on the book of the Lamb will be able to enter the city.
你话那些洗净自己衣服嘅系有福啦。
He said those who has cleansed the clothes is blessed.
可得着权柄能到呢个生命树那里。
They can have authority to go to the life tree.
又得着权柄能以从门嚟进城。
And also can get into the new city.
主，我哋愿意进去。
We are glad to get into there.
求你引领我哋前面嘅道路。
Please that you will guide us to go to that path.
让我哋今日开始好好嚟服侍主你自己。
And pray that we will from now on we will serve you faithfully.
用虔诚敬畏嘅心嚟服侍你。
With fear and trembling.
那呼召我哋嘅系圣洁嘅。
the God who called us is holy.
所以我哋一切所行嘅事上都要圣洁。
That's why we should be holy.
多谢主，你自己为我哋预备呢个圣洁嘅地方系圣城。
We thank you that you have prepared a new holy city for us.
多谢主，你俾我一个属灵圣洁嘅身体。
Thank you that you will prepare us a holy body.
叫我哋承受呢个圣洁嘅地方。
To so that we can inherit this holy city,
直到永永远远
and to forever and ever.
我多谢你。
We thank you for this.
多谢你为我哋预备。
Thank you, you have prepared.
多谢你留下宝贵嘅说话。
I also want thank you that you have give us your words.
嚟吸引我哋。
To attract us.
叫我哋嚟跟从你。
To attract us to follow you.
对一个感恩嘅心。
With a grateful heart.
多谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
求你施恩。
Thank you, you show
mercy
and bless every one of us.
有人未信的,
for those who hasn't believed in you,
求你引领他,
please they will guide him,
施恩给他,
show him mercy,
保守他,
and keep him.
已经相信你的,
for those who have already believed in you,
让我们好好来服侍你,
that we will use our strength to serve you.
正如你所说,
just like you said,
你回来的日子近,
you are coming soon.
不義嘅叫佢哋仍舊不義。
For the weak will be continues to be weak.
污穢嘅叫佢仍舊污穢。
The vile will continues to be vile.
為義嘅叫佢哋仍舊為義。
For those who are righteous will become continues to be righteous.
聖潔嘅叫佢仍舊聖潔。
And holy to become continues to be holy.
主耶穌，我哋係屬於你嘅。
And Lord, we belongs to you.
我哋嘅名字寫喺生命冊上。
Our name is in the book of the Lamb.
我哋承認耶穌係基督。
We accept the Lord as our Christ.
承认耶稣是神的儿子。
We believe that Jesus is Son of God.
你是叫我们得胜的。
You want us to be live in victorious life.
你叫我们口渴的。
When we are thirsty.
你叫我们衣服得着洁净的。
A cloth can be cleansed.
是藉着你的宝血洗净。
Through the blood, precious blood.
我们的额上是有父神的名字的。
In our forehead, we have the name of our Father.
我们内心是有圣灵的。
In our heart, we have a Holy Spirit.
我们是属于你的。
We belongs to you.
求你保守我们。
Pray that you will keep us
直到见主你自己
until we see you.
奉主耶稣基督圣名而求
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
求神